WSTG 937. This is WSTG 772, Chevy Township. Do you copy? WSTG 927. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township. Do you copy? Negative on WSDG 927. This is WSGG 772. We're clearing out. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHS. Yeah, morning time out there, Sam. We hear you, but you're in a weak spot.
Is that any better, Mike?
Yeah, that's a little better.
So I was listening to, the other one on this yesterday, and every time the repeater queued up, it sounded like somebody was chunking the repeater. Is that what I was hearing, or is the repeater acting up?
Yeah, most likely just somebody chunking it, or interference. I don't know. It's probably more like somebody could chunk in it. Just kept pushing the key bar, just, kept chunking it.
That's what I thought I was hearing, but I wasn't sure. All right, thanks for clarifying.
I had, WRZQ607 yesterday playing, music out here for a short bit.
Yeah, he's all buttoned up, ready to go home. Well, I'm sure that's up for school.
Well, there you go.
That's the same, that's the oldest machine I've ever had in quite a while.
Yeah, you're starting to have a lot of QRM and with you. You're trying to understand what you're saying. So I say interference, not QRM.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to set up a baseband antenna.
Well, a GP9 would be the way to go. That's pretty good.
Actually, they run.
I'd have to look it up online. Well, I got a snowblower here at home that's, almost 50 years old, and it still runs. It's something. I mean, it works. I mean, it's not the greatest, but, hey, it gets the job done.
Really, all that matters, as long as it's doing the job it's supposed to do, it's still good. WSHS 567.
Yeah, it's one of those metal, it's one of those MTD snowflakes. It's all metal. It's got a metal auger. Only thing is that it doesn't have is that it doesn't have powered wheels. It's not self-propelled. You push it.
a little bit like work.
Yeah, as long as the ground is, you know, not been, snow hasn't been trampled on. I mean, the thing, you know, pushes through like butter. But the minute you hit, you know, snow that's already been packed down underneath, it could be a pain in the butt. But for the most part, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. I've had the thing for like, what, 20 years? You know, it's the only thing I've ever had to do with it was maybe change the spark plug. That's about it. Or readjust the carburetor.
Right, Joe. My uncle's got an old snapper. Very old snapper. You know, 5-speed transmission, bag. But it's the old snapper, one of the originals. And, you know, points and condensers. I got it running for him about 10 years ago. He still used the damn thing. No, about 20 years ago.
Yeah, older stuff seems to last longer. This new stuff here, it's like, wow, really? Did they even make, you know, mowers now with no drain plug for the oil? It's like, so you have to tip the damn thing, you know, on its side or upside down to get the oil out. Change it, which I think is pretty stupid, but that's how they're designing things. I mean, that's crazy.
They're designing stuff to break now. They don't want anything to last.
And these new small engines are all made just all pure aluminum. Some cast aluminum, but yeah, it's like, wow, junk. You only get like so many hours of runtime, and then that's it. They lose compression, and by that time, it's not even worth fixing the product, because you can go buy a brand new one for the cost it'd be to repair the one that just blew up.
Exactly. They're not making anything to last these days. Not like the old days. You know, the steel was much better. Everything was engineered better, I think.
Yeah. Like I said, I had that leaf blower, and I had gotten, like, what, three seasons out of it, and then it started giving me trouble. And finally, by the fourth season, I mean, I had gotten the piston, you know, unstuck, but it was still running into trouble. It would, you know, it'd heat up, and it would work, and then it would lose compression and just die. Well, then it finally died. It had no compression once the rings let loose.
It happens. Looks like I'm going to have a 52-inch zero-turn X-mark for sale this summer.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's been abandoned. Customer never bought the parts, and it's been here for a year. Time to go.
Hey, that's, you know, it is what it is. If he doesn't show, well, hey, I get it. What was wrong with it?
Just about a little bit of everything. You know, it needs a new seat, needs a tune-up, needs a gas tank grommet, just a bunch of everything, you know. Needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah, copy. Get a nice old, Simplicity. I think it was a 52-inch deck. One of those old-style zero turns where you had the one caster wheel in the back below the seat and the two drive wheels in the front, and the deck was in front of you. I mean, it was a reasonable price. It looked pretty looked pretty good. It looked all beat up.
Like an early 80s model, right?
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe late 70s. But it looked immaculate, you know. And it looked like it wasn't all beat up or nothing, like they took good care of it. And I think they only wanted, like, I don't know, 1,500 for it.
There's only one problem with buying old machines, and you already know. Some old machines you buy, you know, you can no longer get parts for. You can't find parts for them. So, in that respect, I try to stay away from the older stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's like that, brush cutter I have with the handlebars on it. It's a Stiller Echo, one of the two. Shit, I forgot now. Oh yeah, Echo. Anyway, yeah, the thing has an issue with the carburetor. It's an old TK style carburetor, and brand and style. You know, you can't get parts for TK carburetors anymore. And if you do come across, it's like very limited, and yeah, it's hard to find.
That was the problem my buddy's Arctic had. You know, he paid for them, he wore them out. Both of them need to be rebuilt, and there was no parts available, so they sat for like 8 years, you know, in the field. Finally, parts were available. I saw them, pistons and rings and everything, to rebuild it. And I said, hey, buddy, we can rebuild them now. Bring them over here. And he did, and we rebuilt them, so.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The Weed Whacker's it's still not an Echo. But, it runs. It just, you know, there's a pinhole in the diaphragm, and, you know, it leaks out the bottom of the carburetor. And it's like, oh, well, you know, what can you do? And just try to find the parts, I guess.
You know what I believe is the worst Weed Whacker? Brand Jingawa. A guy bought me a truckload of stuff, man, and in that truckload of stuff, there was 25 blown-up Jingawas.
Well, the newer ones, I think, are junk, but the older Jingawa stuff from, like, the 80s, that stuff was well-built. And then, there, too, those came with a TK-style carburetor. So if you get any of those kinds, good luck. Unless they have a newer-style carburetor from Walbro or Zama that'll fit that, you might as well just say junk it.
I ended up scrapping them all, man, because they had no compression, and I don't get any parts requests for Jingawas. You know, all my customers have Steel or Echo.
How about Weed Eater? Have you ever run across that crap? Oh, man. That's the worst product ever have as a Weed Eater. Never had any luck with the Weed Eater stuff. So.
No, they're actually the bottom of the barrel for homeowners' equipment. And, I get homeowners bringing me their Weed Eater stuff all the time. You know, I work on it, get it out the door.
That's another brand I've never had luck with. Even the Craftsman variant, even the Craftsman Weed Eater stuff, same thing, junk. People say, well, it's a Craftsman. I'm like, no, it's made by Weed Eater. They just put their name on it, but, yeah, get rid of that damn thing.
John Deere in a hole for me kind of stinks because I can't look up the parts, and the customer's got to go right to the John Deere dealership to get parts. No other place can you get parts for a John Deere. kind of stinks.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. WRWB49. Yeah. Now, who makes John Deere's, does John Deere still make, small equipment, like weed whackers, chainsaws, or do they, or has that all been, bought out by somebody else?
USHS 567. No, Mike, I don't know. All I know is John Deere in a hole for me and my customers is a pain in the butt. They got to go to a John Deere dealership. I can't order the parts. I can't even look up the parts. They put something on their parts and their, so nobody else can look up the parts and nobody else can work on their equipment.
Well, that sucks. I know years ago, when John Deere bought out Homelight, you could just go to Weingarts or whoever and, buy parts, as long as you knew how to cross-reference.
Well, if Weingarts is a John Deere dealership, you can get parts from them. If they're not, you cannot.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. I remember one time I went in there, and I needed parts for a Homelight. I needed a gas cap for a Homelight weed whacker that I had. And he says, I can't order this because I can't find the, there's no parts list for this. I'm like, well, sure there is. I said, look under John Deere. So he looks it up, and sure enough, he's like, wow, there's all kinds of parts for this. How did you know? I'm like, John Deere owns Homelight, or they used to, when they made this particular model, so. And he's like, yeah, I would have never known that. I'm like, well, there you go. And he was the parts guy.
Yeah, well, parts guys know how to sell parts, and people like me know how to fix them, I mean, everybody's got their specialty.
Yeah, but you would have thought he would have known the cross-reference. And evidently, he doesn't know how.
Well, there's a lot of you don't know hows around here. There's employees at this McDonald's right here that don't know how to read. I don't know how the hell they're working, and they don't know how to read, but they're working.
Oh, that one there at the corner. every now and then when I'm down that way, I'll go to that one, but it's not my first choice. I'm surprised that McDonald's is still in business. I remember going there one day, they had a line of cars wrapped around the whole building, all the way out to Van Dyke. I'm like, what is going on?
That's not our first choice ever, no. If I'm the kids with the golf cart, I'll take them over there, go to the drive-thru, but other than that, we go to the one on Hoover or whatever, but yeah, that's not my first choice.
Is that Burger King still open down there?
Yep.
That one, I'm surprised too. That's another crapshoot. That one's, yeah. Well, like I said, when I'm down that way, I'll go to those places, but it's not my first choice.
You were doubled. I said that McDonald's said they tore down that used to be on Grosbeck there, that little bitty one. That's the one that had the best McDonald's. That's the one that should have stayed.
Oh, that one. When they first built that McDonald's, that McDonald's was actually not part of. It's something weird. It was like a franchise, but it never but for some reason it wasn't buying the right ingredients from corporate, if that makes any sense. So for a while there, they just, you know, they ran it as an independent to make it look retro. And then finally it was incorporated into the, you know, McDonald's chain. But yeah, for the longest time, right, it was not a part of McDonald's.
That was the best McDonald's around. I don't care what anybody says. Anytime I ever went in that place, I had hot burgers and hot fries all the time. Never cold. They knocked down the wrong McDonald's in my eyes.
I remember when they built that McDonald's, you know, it was, what, early 90s? Because I used to go to that place, Starlight Archery, that was south of there. And, you know, my mom and I, we would go there on the weekends and target practice. And bring our bows in there. And after that, we go to that McDonald's.
All right, where's Paul at?
Well, I'm sure he's around. Charlie, he's not going to be out here today because it's his day off, because of Martin Luther King Day. And I'm sure Tim, you know, he's probably in the same, you know what, it might be Paul's day off too, because MLK is. Same with Tim.
Today's one of them holidays. We won't get no mail.
Yeah, correct. Now me, I gotta go to work. I don't get the option to skip a day. So I have to go to work today, unfortunately, but not till 9 o'clock.
I'll be on at 9 o'clock. What time do you get to be done? 8 o'clock tonight? You know, or earlier?
7. Out at 7 o'clock. Yeah, they got me coming a little later and leaving out, you know, a little later because of the way things are being, you know, ran, and, of course, certain employees that quit. Other employees, they had to reroute their schedules, and, oh, man, it's a mess. But I deal with it.
Don't you just wish everybody could be as dependable as you, though? I mean, if everybody was as dependable as you, you'd never have to do much.
Yeah, that's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Good luck.
Right, that's an asshole. I don't have somebody helping me do what I do. Ha, good luck. I'll do all my own work, period.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. You know, sometimes we have reliable employees, and then sometimes we just don't. We have one. I don't know how she even, you know, gets to keep her job, but there's, like, been many a times I had to cover for her because she was very inconsistent. And, of course, she's got somebody up there in Marine City, and I'm like, every time, you know, they'll call me up and say, hey, can you cover for so-and-so? I mean, it's that one again. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll drive up there. I'm already working out this way.
Hey, I got a question for you. You get paid for your driving time, so when you get in a car to go to the job, you get paid, you know, for your driving time? Do they give you gas money? Or do you only get paid from the time you get to the job?
Well, it all depends on how far it is. I mean, if it's not far, no. If it's fire, my boss will compensate me for the gas and the time, and blah, blah, blah. Now, my regulars, no, I get paid as soon as I get to the job. You know, that's when I get paid. I mean, they do put mileage on there, but it's not, you know, it's piddly. But it just depends. Like, now, the one time I had to do a job out in Clarkston, and did that for a weekend. And, of course, he did compensate me for gas and my time. Like, well, he gave me extra overtime for that and, you know, extra gas for that job. But that was just temporary. I told him, I said, this is not going to be a permanent solution, I hope. Find somebody else out this way.
Well, I was just curious if you were on your own, like teachers, you know, they got to take money out of their own pockets to, you know, fund a classroom. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like your boss is, you know, kind of fair.
Oh, no, he makes it worth my while. I mean, there was the one time, though, he thought he was going to try and, you know, win one over me with something. I'm like, no, dude. I'm like, I'm not doing that unless there's an incentive. You know, he wanted me to drive all the way to Port Huron and, you know, cover for somebody, but it wasn't even worth my time going up there. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to drive up there for, you know, a couple hours. I'm like, it's not worth the gas or the time to do it. I'm like, you find somebody else that lives closer, because I'm not. So he paid me, you know, for a full 8 and compensated my gas. I'm like, okay. And I only had to stay for like 3 hours.
Yeah, they gotta make it worth your while, otherwise, might as well stay at home.
And of course, you know, I had to work on the south side. Not the best area.
Morning, gentlemen. WRNW 329.
Good morning, right there.
Yeah, morning, Ken. I see you got to go to work this morning.
Yeah, it's all voluntary, but you get paid 3 times on the hour today.
That's not bad.
A few little slick spots here and there. They're not bad on the road.
Yeah, I can see it. Looks like it snowed a little bit, but doesn't look like much.
The open areas of ice blowing across the road. A few spots here and there. Other than that, pretty good. And cold.
Yeah, copy.
I want to just jump in there and say good morning. Another gentleman out there. Good morning to him. Not sure who it is, but just pulling up at the workplace here now.
Well, I'm WSHS 567. My name is Sam, and I'm speaking out of Warren. Good morning time to you.
Hey, Sam. Yeah, I never heard you out there in the mornings, I believe. Yeah, have yourself a good day.
You see, Mobile City.
No, he gets out here. He's probably out here before you get out here. Because he's always on the telephone with his buddy around, like, what, 5 o'clock or so there's 10? They always have a video chat with your buddy. That's probably why you don't hear him on here, you know, this late.
Usually out here listening there's a few little rough conditions here and there on the road, so kind of waiting for it to get up the mic.
Yeah, I'm usually on the video set with Caveman, which is Popeye's brother from the 2G radio. I don't know if you know him, but anyways, I'm usually on a video set about this time for about an hour, 2 hours. Depends.
It's all good. Time to make the time go by. You guys have a good day. You gotta go inside and hit this clock here. Enjoy your day. This is WRNW. 329, we're gonna be clear.
Alright there, Tim. We'll catch you later. Have a good day at work.
I think you said WRNW 329. You have a good day.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Got 2 recoils to do this morning, but other than that, I'm all caught up. Nope. Well, I got a carburetor coming. I'm all caught up till the carburetor comes.
Yeah, copy. Oh, recoil? Yeah, it's not hard. As long as the recoil spring doesn't, you know, come unwound, you're pretty good.
Well, I'm never hardly ever worried about any of that, because if they come unwound, I'm pretty good at rewinding them. I've been doing that since I was 8 years old. Anyway, so, yeah, I just got to put cords in them. I got 2 broken cords.
Okay, well, no, I'm not talking about the string. I'm talking about the recoil, spring.
Oh, yeah, well, if it came out, you know, it broke, I'll fix it. No big deal. Put a new spring in it. But, no, I'm good on that, hopefully.
I had a weed whacker, you know, old Bullens. Well, MTD anyway. But, yeah, the recoil spring came unwound, and I'm like, oh, man, it took me forever to put it all back in there. It was not easy.
Huh.
Use my hands and a pair of wires. Just timing and persistence.
The very first one I did was a Montgomery Ward wind-up crank, you know, and then you flip it down and it automatically starts. That's the very first one I ever did.
Yeah, I told you I had one of those type of motors. It's the Craftsman version with a old Tecumseh engine on it. I mean, it looks pretty immaculate for its age. You know, it's got the orange deck with the white engine cover on it.
I rewind springs with my hands all the time. They're not that difficult. Once you know how to do it, you know what to do and how to do it, you know? And if you got the grip in your hand, of course.
Yeah. That's true.
Nice how they give you new springs, though. They give it to you in like a cup, and all you do is set the cup inside there, and that's it. Pretty easy.
Trying to figure out what to say, and there's really nothing I can say except for, you know, jeez. I can't say nothing, man. Just forget it.
Yeah, well, they're idiots. You know which ones are doing it.
Heck, last week I caught Babe out here making ribbit sounds. You know, he was trying to, you know, take the heat off of Scott, so he started making, you know, ribbit noises. My God, jeez.
I don't know what's the purpose in this, all this harassing and stalking. I mean, nobody said nothing to them this morning, and here we go. It starts again.
What happens when you become obsessed with, like, one guy or two guys or three, four? When you become so obsessed, it's like, man, it just, it's like, man. You know, then they become so, then they become frustrated, you know, when they can't get your goat, this, that, and the other, and it just, you know, I find it funny.
I find it quite childish.
Like I said, give it time, the hammer will eventually fall, and, you know. And then life will unfold as it should.
Been waiting. My patience is running thin.
I don't let this bother me, man. You know, they can do what they want. I mean, it's only making themselves look like, you know, numbskulls. You know, it's almost 6 o'clock already. Didn't realize it.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to take a standby. I'm on my video call. WSHF-567. I'll be monitoring.
All right there, Sam. We'll catch you later. WRWB-49 will be standing by.
WSJF 896 on the mobile.
WRWB 489, standing by.
Somebody was just yelling, Mike. I'm not sure who that was.
Oh, I heard something out there. It just sounded like useless banter to me.
Yep, there's a lot of that if you... Here we go, some more jamming.
I'm just right down the street from the repeater.
Yep, they're jamming.
Oh, I can hear it.
And
And the boys on 145.59 think it's okay because it's me and I'm just out here trying to talk, right?
Another camp, you know, that's out here too.
Yeah, they're doubling what you're trying to jam. Me and you, and then the jammer.
I think Eli's sample must have woke up late this morning, seeing that he could get off.
Yep. That's somebody with a bigger radio right there. That ain't no walkie-talkie.
Sure.
Are you in between jobs?
Yeah.
That's the
I'm really feeling disgruntled today.
You know, I don't know how much it pays an hour.
For some, I think it gets paid, monthly? As some adjustments are paid.
That's probably it.
And most likely, you know. I mean, what else would they got to do in their life except sit around all day and live off of somebody else's income and wait for that check to come in every month?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Nothing you can do, really. Sit back and watch them scream when they get exposed.
Yeah.
And right now I'm just downtown here. Looking at the county building.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're taking you out, but, you know, for the most part, I think I'm, you know, punching through it for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, you're doing... They're going to get caught, ready?
That's what they want, you know, getting caught with their pants down and their hand on their carrot.
Well, for sure, you know. The crew. It's coming.
That's coming from WRZQ 607. It's coming from WSCU 202. Let's see. Leonard Kobolinski was a non-licensed operator who likes to come out here and jam and admit it. And let's see, who else we got out there? Your buddy, or not your buddies, but those guys out there from the other camp there on the 145.59, they come out here.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Barn.
Can't forget about Alex Barr. You know, he does it too, even though he says he doesn't do it, but he does it. Yep. Don't know his call sign, but he is a licensed, you know, GMRS operator who does the same thing. Admits it without knowing.
Well, he's been caught by...
Several people have caught him. And it was pretty easy and obvious.
Yeah, for sure.
First, you know, when you confront them about it, the first thing they do is scream and deny it. You know, that's their first go-to thing is to scream about it and try to backpedal and talk in circles at the same time. Why they think they're not doing it. For the most part right now, the roads are pretty good. Not too bad out here this way. I know who blows in our microphone.
Alright, am I making it in there, Mike?
Yeah, you're making it in there. Your buddy was just out here blowing in his microphone.
Well, we know who that is.
You worry about his mom, you know?
Alright, how far are you away from your next destination?
About maybe 10 minutes before I park and just sit for a minute.
Alright, very good. Maybe that's in 10-7-3-8.
WRWB 49.
There, Mike.
A little choppy into the machine. I'm getting bits and pieces.
All right, how's that?
That's a lot better.
Yeah, it's just in a bad spot. Anyways, it looked like the jammer disappeared, so... Let's see if I'm making it in there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Over.
You're making it in. Yeah, no, I was, just listening to something on the radio, but yeah, well, we'll see, right? You never know, these people are unpredictable. I mean, they have so much free time on their hands, you know, seeing that they live off the taxpayer, that, you know, it's inevitable.
Yeah, terrible.
Just passing by the restaurant we ate at that one Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're talking about.
Oh, the Wings won it last night in overtime against the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, I seen that. It was like 4-3.
4-3. Bites on the ice, but nothing major. Yeah, the one guy from Ottawa, he got clocked in the face a little bit.
Yeah, they just don't fight anymore. They just don't do it. Not Not like the old days.
Well, they don't. I mean, back then, my God, that was the best part of the sport, was watching them, you know, clobber each other.
Yeah, I did some reading on it. And when they put the salary cap on in the early 2000s, they focused more on talent than they did enforcers. And that's what changed it, they say, for the most part.
Okay. Yeah. But, hey, you know, we're still the best in the league, regardless, in the United States, anyway.
Anyways, I'm going to get out of here. Mike, you have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day. If I'm in here later this afternoon, I'll catch up with you, I'm sure. So, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, all right, man. We'll talk to you later. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
WSCU 202, good afternoon.
WSAS 712, mobile and monitoring.
Don't key it up. WSHM 738.
The top, WRN.
WSAX 712, someone that's transmitting out there. Definitely need to check your setup.
WRVB 690. Listening.
WSHF 567, minor vision.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
593. You out here? Thank you.
WRVV 690 on a handheld.
Thank you.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.